Hello, my name is Devin Ralston. I'm 15 years old, and today is November 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. And today I'm speaking with Stacy Spinelli, who is my godmother. We're recording this interview in North Reading, Massachusetts. First of all, a little bit of backstory for you. First of all, me and Stacy met during cheer. I am best friends with her daughter, Gianna, and that's how we kind of met. So, Stacy, we're going to start with, what high school did you attend?
Everett High School in Everett, Massachusetts.
Okay, and what year did you graduate from there?
I graduated in 1993.
Okay, and can you name all the sports that you took part in high school?
I did track all 4 years, and I was a basketball cheerleader for the 4 years as well.
And out of those two, what would you say was your favorite?
Well, they're both very, very different. They were both actually in the same season, so when we had meets for track, they would pull me out of the weight room, and I would run my division, I ran the 300 and the 50, and I would go back to cheer practice. Now you can't do that these days.
And in relation to cheer, can you name some of your experiences you had as a high school cheerleader, like perhaps a favorite memory?
We had a lot of memories with the high school cheer. It was mainly run by the cheerleaders themselves. We had a head coach who was an adult, but the cheerleaders were the ones who made up the routines and the chairs, and the coach basically just ordered our uniforms and got us to the games. But it was really a team effort, because we were the ones responsible for putting the routines together.
I know that, based on what you told me, cheerleading was apparently very different back when you were in high school. So when you were a cheerleader in high school, what was your duration of the season?
Well, you tried out before school ended. So for me, I actually made the high school team in eighth grade. So for that, what you would do is you would go to a week-long tryout, and it was as kind of like Survivor. They, one by one, eliminated you, and then the last people standing were the ones that were on the team. So whoever made the team would start practicing right then and there. That following week, you would practice basically all summer. The end of the summer, you would go to a UCA camp and you would compete. And then it would be basketball season. So then you would start learning the chairs and everything you needed for the basketball games. But back then, it was the football cheerleaders just cheered for football. Basketball cheerleaders in Everett were the competition team. And then we actually had hockey cheerleaders as well for the hockey team.
Can you compare and contrast the differences of cheering at the games with cheerleading at the competitions?
Actually, it was the games you had to be perfect at as well. Everett High really set a very high standard for the cheerleaders, especially the basketball cheerleaders. Every timeout and every halftime, we put on a show and entertained the crowd. And it was really a give and take with the crowd. They were very involved in what we put on the floor. And so it was very detailed. It was very thought out beforehand, and the crowd participation was amazing. Mm-hmm.
So based on what I know, Gianna, my friend, followed in your footsteps in being a cheerleader?
She did. But chairing these days is much, much different from chair when I chaired.
Can you describe the differences from cheerleading competition-wise from now to when you were in high school?
So when I was in high school, we competed on a basketball floor. There was no mats. There were no rules, really, on what you could and could not do in stunts. One of our stunts was three people high, and the top person from the pyramid got basket tossed up three people high and then did a front flip off of the pyramid, which was very, very dangerous looking back. But back then I had no fear. Now there's so many rules set in place for safety reasons, and everything's done on a mat. So there are a lot of safety measures that have been taken to ensure the safety of the cheerleaders now. And we wore sweaters when we cheered, and now it's all glitz and glamour and rhinestones and fancy hairdos. I don't even think we wore ponytails. Mm-hmm. Back then it was Aquanet and big hair.
So your routine was more set up like what we would see in college, correct?
Yes, it was more like a college routine to this day. It was a cheer, and then the music would start. But I think ours ran around three minutes, opposed to the 2 minutes and 20-second routines that they put on the mats these days.
Mm-hmm. I know that when I was preparing for my cheer season to start, our training was very intense, and there was a big time commitment. Was it like that for you guys?
We practiced down a park in the blistering summer months, and it was every single day. It was Monday through Friday, and it was from 5 to 8. But back then, it was more getting the sharpness of the routine and getting the dance moves down rather than the technique of how you build stunts now. There was no tumbling. A couple of us had back handsprings, but that was really out of the norm back then compared to what you guys do now, where basically you have to be able to tumble to get on the cheer team.
So what you're saying is that it's very different how now for cheerleading, for example, at Burlington High School, with all the high-skilled tumbling and stunts, yours is mainly focused on the high stunts and sharpness?
Correct.
Was there any memories or memory from when you were on the cheer team that for some reason sticks out to you?
Yeah, my sophomore year, the basketball team made it all the way and lost, unfortunately, that season. But we got to cheer at the Boston Garden. That was really cool. Got to cheer on the parquet floor, and the stands were packed, and it was a amazing experience. We just had our 25th reunion where they had all the past players from that team, and all of the cheerleaders came and had a sit-down dinner with us and awarded us with plaques during one of the Everett High basketball games.
And I'm sure you're very happy to hopefully pass on those fun experiences to your daughter as she enters her high school cheerleading career.
I think it's great that she did high school cheerleading. You can't beat it. It's the social aspect of cheerleading as well as being a member of a team. And especially where she was a freshman with all upperclassmen, they really looked out for her when she entered high school, and they still continue to look out for her and help her throughout the day.
I agree. It's great to have that already sense of knowing you're going to your high school, knowing people, and having good relationships. I totally agree. So, you heard it here. Happy Black Friday. So I would like to thank you so much. So, Stacey, I would like to thank you very much for being a part of this interview.
Anytime.
I appreciate that you donated your time.
Well, thank you for having me, Devin.
Happy Black Friday, everyone.